Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Our charity golf tournament yesterday almost landed Anthony behind bars. Would it be a charge of murder?
Whatever it is not left my mind. I nearly took out somebody who we desperately need in our community.
Anthony had probably one of the best shots of his life. Just so happened he almost hit the chief of police for San Bernardino.
Which, in my defense, you got to admit, heck of a shot.
It was a great shot. My favorite part was seeing you go over to apologize, though.
Sir, first and foremost, I do apologize for almost hitting you with the golf ball.
Yeah, well, I don't know if the apologies will fly past my attorney, who I've retained for the assault against a police officer. But I will tell you that you should be proud of that shot. You know, if I could hit a ball 300 yards and almost kill somebody, aside from the life in jail that I've spent, I'd be proud of that shot.
That's what made me feel good is I came up to apologize to you and you said you should only apologize for how good that shot was in front of me.
Yeah, you know, it was more bruising to my ego than it was, you know, as injury to my body. But I'll tell you, you know, that was a great shot, even though it almost made me lose an eye. It was a good shot and you should be proud of it.
He was such a great sport about the entire thing and we followed them the entire tournament. I think they might have been having more fun than we were.
Yeah, and they actually look like legitimate golfers. We're just out there being sillies.
Yeah, I think you did a cartwheel on one of the
holes. I need that video, by the way.
I got the cart stuck on one of the holes. But it was all for a great cause. Tunnel to Towers, thank you guys for having us out. If you are looking to help out with a charity this holiday season, they would be a great charity to contribute to.
And just once more, Chief, if you are listening, I do apologize.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
The holidays are stressful enough, and then you sprinkle in family, and it kind of takes it to the next level. The other day, I was going to bed. Art was already laying down, and he was watching Christmas Vacation. Amazing Christmas movie, right? And they kind of get the surprise of all the families coming over. Everybody's staying at their house. And there was a point in the movie that I was like, oh, I wonder how that would work in our house. Because the grandparents come stay at the house and the kids get kicked out of the room so grandma and grandpa could have a room to stay in. And the daughter is, you know, complaining about it. And I was like, well, we really only have one extra room. Would I kick the kids out of the room? And I said, yeah, we'd probably do like, you know, full-blown slumber party in the living room for the boys so that our company could have the extra room.
So you don't love your kids that much. You're going to take them out of their space so somebody else can stay there.
No, I'm going to respect my relatives and not make my dear old Nana sleep on a blow-up mattress.
Here's what I like about having a smaller house. Our house was so small, we actually had to add another room for the other kid that we decided to have. Now, if somebody decides, hey, we're coming into town, need somewhere to stay, I say, okay, here's a list of the hotels that are closest to us, and you can get a room there. And
you wouldn't even offer?
No, not a chance. And if it's somebody elderly like that, you know what I would do? I would arrange to make sure that I will drive you from the airport to the hotel, get you all settled in. When it's time for you to come, you text me when you're ready. I'll drive there. I'll pick you up, bring you back. But no, there's like
Tori's grandma comes to town, and you're going to tell her grandma.
Oh, I love grandma.
Hey, have fun at the Hilton.
She's going to get a real nice room at the Holiday Inn. And I'm going to be there to make sure she's all settled in. She knows what she's doing. She's good. We just don't have the space, and it's already small enough to where.
But you have a room. You wouldn't tell Reese, like, okay, baby, you're going to not stay in your room because grandma's going to come stay with us.
I'll tell you this. If I asked Reese, Reese would be like, yes, I let grandma stay in my room, and I'm going to stay with grandma. She'll want to sleep with grandma and, like, get a kick out of having grandma
in
her room.
Daddy doesn't love grandma.
Which, you know what? I love grandma. Reese, if that's your decision because it's your room, then go ahead. You bunk with grandma.
So but you're not letting any family stay at your house?
I really don't think I am.
Oh, my gosh.
I bet you I'm not alone.
Okay, let's find out. Family comes to town. Are they staying at your house? If they are, do they get a room? Or are you like Anthony and you're like, I don't really like you that much?
Or are they hijacking your kid's room and you're leaving them out in the cold? Without a bed, without a blanket.
You can weigh in 888-431-3764. It's the holidays. You get a knock on the door. It's family. Surprise! We're coming to stay with you. Are you going to make them feel comfortable or are you going to be like Anthony and kick them out on the street?
How dare you? I will make them feel so comfortable. We'll have a good time sharing stories, share a meal. And then once you start yawning, all right, you guys better get going.
You bedtime. Wouldn't even make room for your family to stay at your house.
There's not enough room. That's what it comes down to. If I had a giant mansion, then sure, everybody could go stay on their wing of the house pretty tight enough.
I don't have a giant house either.
And they should respect that.
But if my family's coming over and they need a place to stay, guess what, boys? You guys are getting kicked out of your room. You're going to go have a big old slumber party in the living room so great Nana can sleep in your bed.
As great as Nana is, as is the continental breakfast you can get at Best Western down the street.
562. I want them to be in our family, okay? Says, I just found out a couple days ago that my brother and his family are going to come stay with us for Thanksgiving. My parents don't have enough room, so we said, okay, you can stay with us. I went as far as going to get new mattresses. I painted the room, and I went over and beyond just to make sure that they were comfortable during their stay with us.
That's nice. You know what, though? Thinking about it, I bet it's like one of those rooms in the house that they just haven't gotten to, or they're like talking about, oh, we'll fix it up one day. And maybe that kind of gives them like the kick in the rear to paint the room and do it all.
Get it done.
Brother comes over, stays, and then once he's gone, it's like, look, we got the room done. So, okay, cool. There's some extra motivation there for that.
Terry and Fontana, if family is coming to town, where are they staying?
At my house.
Do they get a room or do you make them bunk in the living room?
No, I give them a room.
So who gets kicked out of the room?
Usually my granddaughter. Or she'll put a rollaway bed in the room with her.
Kim in Rialto, family comes to town. Where are they staying?
So my kids all have, like, bunk beds. And so my bed would be the only one that's available. And I'm sorry, I'm not giving it up. They're going to go on the inflatable.
I see not putting grandma in a bunk bed. Trying to hoist granny up onto the top bunk. That could be a problem.
Sounds dangerous, yeah.
But I totally get what you're saying because we only focus on, oh, yeah, take the kids out of their room. But when it comes to your house, your bed is the only one that would be available for somebody. So, Kel, would you give up your bed for a family member?
It would depend on the family member. London, if you have family come stay with you, where are they staying at?
Well, I've been known to give my room. And I'll go sleep downstairs on the couch if I have to.
Wow, look at you. You might be the nicest person so far this morning.
Would you go as far as, I mean, freshly washed sheets? Are you like gonna make your room to look like a hotel guest room for somebody?
Yes, I will make sure that I wash my sheets.
I don't even know if I'd do that.
Ew! You're not only rude, you're gross.
You guys don't like the crumbs in the bed?
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
The rain held off long enough yesterday that it didn't pour on us while we were golfing. On the way home, though, I was like, ooh, this is a time when everybody's going to check their house and see, do we have any leaks going on?
Mm-hmm. Thankfully, we didn't. That's always my biggest fear is coming home when it's pouring. I'm like, okay, what disaster am I going to have to clean up and fix?
You better knock on wood right now. Looking ahead, looks like we're going to get here in Riverside, where the K-Frog studios are, back about 7 o'clock, so in the next 10 minutes. But by 8 o'clock, we're supposed to be done with the rain. And we don't have it until like the end of next week.
Yeah, which is good with me because this was a lot of rain all at once.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like a little break. I mean, looking at the weather, Wednesday, sunny and 75.
Perfect.
How lucky are we?
Yeah, heading into Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Sunny and 75. You can't beat that. Yesterday, I picked up the boys after school. We did our golf tournament yesterday and went to go grab them. And Carter comes out and I'm like, what are you wearing? And he goes, what do you mean? I said, those aren't your pants. He goes, oh, yeah, I got them from the school. And I'm like, okay, well, you're too old to have an accident. Like, why are you wearing someone else's pants? He's like, I got cold. I said, you wore shorts to school? He's like, yeah. I can't say anything because I'm not there in the morning. So I don't know the struggles in the morning between, you know, my husband, Art, and the kids. So whatever. You get him to school on time. Good for you. But it was freezing yesterday and you went to school with shorts on?
Yeah. Well, I didn't know that the school had extra clothes for things like that.
Neither did I. I don't know how it went. I don't know if, like, there's a closet he goes into.
Yeah, is there, like, a clothes rack where you get to try on different pants and, like, oh, that sweater's nice. Maybe I'm a little cold up top, too, and get a whole new outfit.
Can you get me this in another size? yeah, so he's like, Mom, we have to wash these pants and return them. I said, we? You need to wash those pants and get them folded up to return them tomorrow.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
Bust out these stretchy pants because we are less than a week away from Thanksgiving. Anthony, I know you are a pie guy, so I feel like this has to be one of your favorite holidays.
Big pie connoisseur. Yeah, every time my birthday rolls around too, I'm more of a, I want a birthday pie instead of a birthday cake. I mean, pie is just the best go-to dessert. And here we are at the end of the year where every big holiday we have, generally the dessert ends up being pie.
I feel like especially with Thanksgiving though. Thanksgiving, it usually boils down to like pumpkin, apple, pecan. Mm-hmm. It's a pie holiday. What is, in your mind, since you're our pie expert, the ultimate Thanksgiving pie?
It's very easy for me to say pumpkin. Tradition agrees with that. Pumpkin, to me, it's too mushy for me. I think with a pumpkin pie, you got to let it sit in the fridge for a couple days, let it get a little hardened just a little bit, a little dollop of whipped cream. Yeah, you could go that route. If you're asking me what is the pie that should represent Thanksgiving, it's pecan. It is okay. A pecan pie.
It was a few Thanksgivings ago. It was the first time I've ever had a pecan pie. Delightful.
A little underrated, isn't it?
It totally is. Mm-hmm. And it's got a bunch of different textures. Mm-hmm. I get where it totally varies from pumpkin.
Yeah.
Pumpkin is usually the go-to because it is Thanksgiving. I mean, you have to completely cover it in whipped cream. Your little dollop, amateur. No, you full-on shake up that Cool Whip or the Ready Whip all over.
I think you do have to have a pumpkin pie at least somewhere. You even just get like a small one. It still has to have some representation at Thanksgiving because that's really the only time you should have pumpkin pie is for, you know, Turkey Day.
I remember a couple Thanksgivings ago when my Nana was still here and she wanted to help out and she wasn't baking anymore or cooking. So she said, I'll be in charge of the pies. She said, I'm going to get 3 pies. And so we're like, cool. Nana's going to show up with like a variety of pies. She showed up with 3 pumpkin pies.
Oh.
It's like, okay.
All the same?
We're going all in on pumpkin pie this year.
And a little extra flares to any of them? Just all pumpkin?
All pumpkin.
All pumpkin pies.
What is the pie of Thanksgiving? If you're going to go for one pie, what is that pie?
Call or text 1-888-431-3764. It's Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
In your opinion, what is the pie of Thanksgiving?
Pumpkin.
With or without the whipped cream?
Whipped cream all over the place. I love pumpkin pie. I love everything pumpkin. I'm Kelly's sister in that regard.
Yeah, I would opt for a pumpkin cheesecake. That would be ultimate for me.
That sounds amazing. Yeah.
Kelly, you would eat a pumpkin candle. You love it so much.
I probably would. According to the text messages, a lot of people leaning towards Dutch apple. Or the pecan. Somebody said pecan pie is the goat of all pies. But the 323 says possum pie. It's not made with possum.
And somebody has told this to me before. I think it's a pie that they have down south. Very popular down there. It is a buttery pecan shortbread crust. Yum. With some sweetened cream cheese layers, chocolate pudding, and whipped cream topping. And whoa. Contrary to the name, no possum meat involved.
Okay, that sounds great.
How good does that sound? I think I might have to ask my wife to make one of these for Thanksgiving.
I was going to say, you are not making that.
I thought about it for a split second. I was like, it's probably better if she does it.
Cynthia and San Bernardino, what is the pie of Thanksgiving?
Probably apple, because you get the French vanilla and you put it on top. You warm it up a little bit. Yes. Caramel on top of it, and then some little like walnuts or something. That sounds good.
That sounds like I'm not going to be able to move for 4 hours after eating that.
That's the point, though. I mean, this is it. This is dessert. This is where you're going to wrap up. You just devour and just sink into the couch.
Yeah, says the guy who's not going to get up to help with dishes. Sandy in Fontana, what is the pie of Thanksgiving?
It would have to be the pumpkin pie with whipped cream.
Always more whipped cream than like just a little of it.
Yes, exactly.
Like, you got to cover it like it's frosting on a cake.
Yeah, you would have to.
Joey in Fontana, what is the pie of Thanksgiving?
Oh, that's definitely got to be pumpkin pie.
Is it just because it's tradition, or is it because you actually enjoy pumpkin pie?
Oh, no, I enjoy it with lots and lots of whipped cream.
How many slices can you knock out in one sitting?
Oh, I'll throw a whole pie back if you let me.
He said slices, you amateur. Give me a fork.
Yeah, amateurs.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.